Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
I'm on my God and blessings one more time to come before you. Real excited to have the host with the most with me. That's Lisa Elf Levine, and I'm so glad to have her with a smile on her face. But she truly have her Browns hat on. We got a great shout out for the Cleveland Browns. The Dog Pound is in the house. It is
Dog
awesome.
Pound is in the house.
It's awesome to be here. I tell you, we don't tell the truth. This is WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. And we're excited to bring the show to you tonight. And the title of tonight's show is Dating Has Consequences. And I'm going to tell you, that's truly true.
Dating has consequences.
And I want you to think about it. But I want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or your telephone. Ask for your location, and you can chat with Lisa and myself as we talk about dating has consequences. We also want you to be a part by going to the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then you have a chance to email the show. That's WBSW Internet Talk Radio@gmail.com. I want to make sure you be able to email the show when you have a chance. They can tweet the show. You have a situation I'm sitting here looking at, said unstable internet. Now, we wanted to make sure to hang on tonight. We want to make sure to do what it's supposed to do. We want you to be able to tweet the show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, along with going to Instagram. We're being broadcast on Instagram as well. And on Instagram, you can check us out on Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. That's one vehicle that will be operating. And also Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. We're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated in Greenville, Alabama. And we work with them, and they're broadcast through their opportunity so we can make sure we can get the word out. So really excited about this interactive moment that we have. So God has blessed us one more time. You also can check out On Demand episode if you just go to Google search, type in WBSW Radio, and it'll take you to Blog Talk Radio. You can select out of the 579 episodes that we have available. You can check us out, and we're glad to take time. And on Facebook, we're being broadcast on Facebook. That's facebook.com/DRLDAlbertoSmith. Now, we want you to really understand where we're going. We're interactive. We want you to be a part of it. If you're on Facebook, you have a comment, type it in. If you're on Instagram, type it in. If not, call in, and we can make you live so you can share your thoughts. WBSW Radio, the internet station, number one, has listeners and watchers in 33 countries. It's amazing. I got a email, a text today from someone in Guyana, you know, say, whoa, we're going to, you know, we're checking out, you know, Ganya. Okay, well, check us out. We want all of those countries on the continent of Africa to be able to be a part of this. So thank you so much. Let us know that you're checking us out and you want to be a part of what we're doing. We also have giveaways, and we want you to register for WBSW Radio giveaways. And we have a tendency to give away several things because of our sponsors like Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, like TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott, along with L&A Lawn Service, truly, Mr. Tony Stallworth. These individuals work with us. Besides that, Tony is also one of the co-hosts of one of our sports talk show. We thank you so much. And the team member of WBSW Radio. Always trying to give back, always trying to make sure. So we help with all the prizes and how you can register for those prizes. We need to get your name. First of all, you can email your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Now, if you want to be really a part of what we're giving back to the community, and you'll be one of them that may receive something, even though you don't win through the raffle, as we're sitting out, we call love offerings of whatever amount. You never know how amount it's going to be, but we're sending it. So you need to have either in my possession by emailing your name along with a transactional means that you can receive money and send money, Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle to, again, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Do that, and we'll put you in the raffle, and we'll make it do what it do. We also want to give a shout-out to one of our other co-hosts as well on the Sports Talk Show. That's Mary Ruth Restaurant in, Georgiana, Alabama, on Highway 106 West, Georgiana, Alabama. You can go down there and check them out, and they have some awesome Southern cuisine. They're open 7 days a week. And you can get them as early as 8 o'clock, and they're closing at 8 at night. So go check them out. We have the co-host that works with our sports show. That's Marvin and Katrina Roper Smith. It's Marvin Smith and Katrina Roper Smith. We want to make sure you go check them out because they're growing. They've been recognized as the newest business in that area that are doing outstanding work. They also will be a partner this week coming up on Thursday with a couple organizations, and they're going to be having a meal from 7 to 9 for those individuals in Georgiana to come and get something to eat. So come check them out, and we'll follow up and make sure we get that information before we close out on the show. So it's a lot going on. It's holiday time. It's Thanksgiving next week. And if you should be in the holiday spirit, we've been through 2-3 challenging years. We don't know what's going to come in the future, but right now, those things that have occurred behind you are behind you. That's just like dating. If it's a bad date, it's behind you. Don't bring it with you or in the future with you. So we're excited about the holiday season because you're talking about at the end of this week, we start a weekend, we're talking about the start of Thanksgiving week. People are excited. You know, it's one of those holidays you have more people go home and visit their family members during that time because it's well-traveled Thanksgiving. Yes, individuals go to Christmas, but a lot of people like to be at home for Christmas with their, you know, at home in their own home, wherever it be, the immediate family at the time. They want to be there. I'm one of those. I like to be in my home because when we was young, we traveled so much on Christmas, going to all the relatives we had. And we was not at home. So when I became an adult, I said, that's one of the things that my family, I want to be in agreement with my spouse. And so I can enjoy, we can enjoy being at home for Christmas. So Thanksgiving is a time a lot of people travel. So we look forward to see the highways filled with people going back and forth. We see the air filled with people. We see the bus line filled with people. We might see boats traveling up the Atlantic coast. We might see boats traveling up the Pacific Coast, down in the Gulf Coast. It might be happening because Thanksgiving is a time to really, really enjoy each other. Without further ado, I want to introduce the host with most. I'm so excited to have this person. Matter of fact, I had a doctor's appointment today, and I was at my doctor's, and he was checking like he normally do his normal process, and he said, you know, What keeps you so happy and excited? And I talked about broadcasting, talking about the podcast, talking about WBSW Radio, the internet station. I talked particularly about this show tonight. I said, this young lady's originally from Cleveland, Ohio, that host on this, host with the most. I was telling my doctor that. And I said also she's, she's down in Boca Raton, down in South Florida. And she's never physically had a chance to meet her, but the spirit is connecting. So I'm excited. I said, we come on and we talk about certain topics. Again, our show is Tell the Truth. And you might ask yourself, why should I check y'all out dealing with Tell the Truth? It's the real talk show that truly focuses on today's life issues. We want to tell the truth about it. We're going to talk about topics, and we want it to be interactive. So we want you to type in your thoughts on Facebook, Instagram. I see people slowly joining us on both of the pages of Instagram. So, again, we're really excited. I say that a lot because God is blessed. Let me finish with the story of the doctor. He said, wow. He said, that's all right. He said, now, see, as long as you keep things in your life, even though I know you're retired already previously on one job, but you have another career and you're really excited about it. He said, because I want to be you to come back to me for a long time. He said, I want you to be able to come back to me, and I'm hoping I'm still here as well so I can be checking you out. I said, by the grace of God, and my dad lived to 86 years old. If he just came as close to that, I'll be joyful and thankful. And that's how I was praising God. And that's it made it this far. I have 65. I'm living on 5 years of grace right now. God is, I can tell you. So let's get with our show. And I see some awesome people join us. Give a shout out to Miss Bush, EBS, of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have author Nicole S. Brown, Sharon Brown. She's an author. We have several books that she can come on to our show. We've been able to purchase some books for you. We're going to purchase some more and get them out as gifts in our raffle. And she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. We have the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma out down on Biloxi, Mississippi, on that Gulf Coast down there. A Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, according to my brothers. Thank you so much. Then we have Leslie Levine. And I know that name is familiar to our host with the most. That's Mom. Thank you, Mom, for joining.
Hello.
Taking an opportunity. Hey, let's get with this show. There's been a lot of talking, but we got to get warm up. We got to get it up. Our title is Dating Has Consequences. Just want you to think about that before you may respond or we respond. Because it's really important that we understand what are the consequences I have encountered in my life. And we're going to take this to be real talk. We got a format. We're going to get to the format, but we're going to take just that statement and say dating has consequences. Think about what consequences you have encountered while dating in your life. And then we'll move to after we find out some of the challenges you would have, some of the success you would have, and we'll begin to put a picture together to wrap it up tonight as we talk about some pros and cons that moves you in the right direction. So let's take that statement. Dating has consequences. Think about it. That may take some of us longer to go back in time. We'll give you a minute just to think about, wow, what were the consequences of the dating I went through? I'll start off because I have a problem talking about it because I think it put me in a position I am down. Now, being able to encounter some positive things, some consequences, and we got to remember consequences is not always negative. There are some positive consequences that comes out of it too, because it allows me to go through the process of looking at the tears of dating. Because previously, as a younger man, I didn't understand the tears of dating because all I had my eyes focused on was the external part. But I realized in life as a positive consequences out of dating was that I identified my inner self through those years of going through where I understand that my heart and my soul is the key part of me that determines whether I want to move in a direction of commitment. So when you look at dating, you get some of the consequences. There are some negative consequences come out. Having people who was overly aggressive. And they were so aggressive that they made dating a negative thing. Sometimes even in being in a situation where your kindness is taken for weakness. See, when you're kind and you're humble, that's amazing. That was a conversation I had today with my doctor. I'm going to tell you my whole format on that. And he talks about one of the key things as a person that's concerned with health, health of his patients, are they calm? Are they humble? And I was like, okay, doc, I had that. You said, are they kind? See, if you have those things in your life, your health will be fine. He said, but when you got all this abuse, you got all this hurt, this humiliation in your life, I'm going to tell you, he said, it will cut off and make it shorter than it's supposed to. So he smiled because he talked about how humble a man or woman should be. He talked about how kind that we should be to one another. He even talked about respect. See, if you've been in relationships and dating and people are disrespectful, that's why they are in your rearview mirror right now. See, because you found out when they showed themselves, come on now, you have to believe what you see. And once you saw it, you got to run as fast as you can.
Because
I'm telling you, if you stay around and say, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt, it's just like the word no. See, you don't want to get out of there. You don't want to say, no, I can't take this no more. Because you're afraid you're going to hurt their feelings. But you got to remember some things that goes along when you able to say, I can no longer take this. I have to move on. And when I move on, I'm going to think about what was done to help me. See, we have to operate in reality. See, dating can be emotional and all about feelings. See, that's when those negative consequences comes out, because you get emotional and your feelings get hurt. See, instead of you having a reality to say, no, I can't do this no more. I got to move on because I'm thinking about my personal health. See, dating affects your personal health. You got to remember that. Dating affects your mental well-being. Dating affects your emotional well-being. Dating affects your spiritual well-being. At least I'm walking this thing up now. And dating affects your financial well-being. Just think about if you're not happy. Think about a relationship with someone, as I was watching earlier on one of these shows, and it was divorce court, and the young man had been together 15, 20 years, and they've been married for so many years, and he took and blew $8,000 out of their account gambling. You see, finance plays a role too. Come on now, everybody want to sit around here and overlook that, because your well-being in each one of them is important. So those are the things that I see as dating, my point of view, as consequences. You have to get yourself in order. Lisa always said it. I'm going to give her credit. I'm going to take her words, and she might want to say that tonight. You can't be in a relationship with anybody else effectively until you're in one with yourself. You have to be in an effective relationship with yourself. When you're dating, you have to be able to date yourself first before you can date anybody else. See, the thing about just because I meet you and we communicate, that's not dating. See, you got to be, and something I found out was so important when I said dating in the past, it can help you understand things in the present, in the future. You ought to be able to go to the young lady or the young man, and it should be a man doing it, and ask her, are you willing to date me? Are you willing to date me? That gives her a choice now. See, sometimes we assume because we've been over to the house, we went to the club, we went out to dinner, we now dating. No, that is not always the case. You have to be intentional about dating. And you have to be intentional to let people know what are your desires to be with them, because nobody want to be in a situation when it's a wham and a bam and a thank you, ma'am. Come on now. I'm getting a little too far right here, Lisa. I'm going to calm down. I'm going to let Lisa jump
Lady
in. Before, let me give a shout out to, we had a couple, had one person that had a Jim join us. Jim is joining us, and he's also adding some symbols, some spiritual, I mean, it's spirited symbol. It's not a spirit. It's spirited because he have the little emojis. Thank you, Jim, so much. Yeah, he said 100, 100, 100, keep it 100. That's what he said, keep it 100. See, people don't want to keep it 100. When you're dating, you got to keep it 100. Lisa, it's in your hand.
You want me to talk about consequences?
Yes.
Well, I think you pretty much nailed them all. Abusive behavior, putting people down, making them feel bad, not being supportive, that's a huge thing, not getting to know someone, judging, making assumptions, I think, not giving someone a chance. We're talking about dating someone, right, when you first meet, and I think, too, yeah, there's some people that have different motives. You know, their motive, like you said, finances, taking money, not communicating correctly, lying. I can go on with that. Shaming somebody. Dating a narcissist or a borderline. Be aware, people like that hold it together. They're charmers. You know, that's huge consequence, I think, for people, because then it jades people a lot of times when you have negative experiences. It's jading what the next dating situation is going to be like. When dating somebody, then you can be acting the same type of person, but it's starting to feel better of not doing that and getting out of that pattern. So I think that's a huge thing. You know, people say, why did I? And, you know, the minute you see a red flag or someone did this, or, you know, that's a huge consequence because trust is so important in relationships and dating. And if you're dating around, be honest about it. You know, if you're not solely with seeing that, you know, hey, I'm not sure what I want. Oh, no, you're the only one that I'm seeing. You know, it's different things like that. And that creates a huge, for men and women, it creates a huge trust issue. And that we know is a consequence that isn't always changeable for a long time, right?
Right.
Dating also, if you have kids, I think can be a consequence too. You're bringing someone around your children. I don't think anybody, and I think you'll think I'm nuts, don't bring someone around for like a year. Because the kids could get attached. You could get attached. That's a huge problem. You bring someone over and they're sleeping over after, you know, you've been out three times. I mean, you know, or they spend time with your kids or take your kids. And I know people that have waited at least, I don't know, 6 to 12 months before they brought somebody around. Because that can be that's a problem too. I don't have kids, but I know from talking to people that's a huge issue. Or kids adjusting to having someone new in their life, consequence too. You know, that's a problem too. They might feel left out. They might feel bad. I'm talking about younger kids, not adult kids.
Exactly. And
right? I mean, you know, something, I don't know if we've talked a lot about that type of dating, you know, people that are divorced or have children.
And we're going to kind of touch on that because sometimes consequences plays a major role in that as well. because you have to understand that. Quickly, let me give a shout out to Jim. He put down that he's glad to be here. We appreciate having you, Jim. We truly, he also mentioned our red flags. And we're going to get to those red flags, and we're going to talk. But we want to kind of, I want to move back to how the format we have set up. You know, I started off with talking about just the title, which is dating has consequences. We want to look at what dating looks like for certain people, because we can't say what particular means of dating you want to refer to, but let's talk about dating that involves healthy relationships. Because that's what we talk. We're talking about a healthy, successful, long-lasting relationship with someone. So that's the kind of dating we talk about, and that's a positive consequence. But let's set this up in the right way. Because if you're talking about dating with the ideal of having a healthy relationship, so you want to know how it looks like, Lisa shared a couple of things with you. First of all, honesty. See, it's so important. A healthy relationship requires you to be honest. If you're not capable of being honest with that person that you supposedly, like I gave the example, actually ask them, you know, will you date me? Then you have a problem from the start, and the relationship have a problem. Second thing is trust. Lisa brought up trust. Guys won't be coming, won't tell you the truth. They won't know, oh, since you have a business, I think I can come in and hang at your house. Or you can loan me $5,000 or $6,000. You know that it says $5,000 or $6,000 for business. You're successful, and you're supposed to trust them. You don't even know them. See, trust requires you to understand who you're dealing with. So a healthy relationship requires trust. Are they trustworthy? We talked about saying no. The reason we don't want to say no, because we don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings. But we got to realize we're being unfair to them when we know we cannot do it. So be trustworthy. Show that you're trustworthy. Respect. See, a healthy relationship. See, that's what a relationship looks like. It's respect. If you cannot respect yourself. I'm starting with self. See, work on your self-worth. Then everything can fall in line. Work on your self-motivation. Work on your self-relationship. Work on your self-love. That way everything you can touch on, a touch can't turn to gold for you. So if you disrespect, for example, Lisa said about children. Someone who have adult children. Some of us, we fell in that category that we mean people now to have adult children. And you as a parent disrespecting just because they're adult, and the words that go around are so disrespectful, and how do you think I would feel when I'm sitting here listening to you disrespect the people that you say you love, the people you took care of? How am I supposed to perceive that? I can go back to a many years ago, I was in a relationship, and I could see it, some of the things happening that would lead to disrespect, because it was a young lady and her mother, and then she was born at a young age, her mother had her, so she treated her mother like a sister, not like a mother. So I saw some words that physically got granted each other. That's respect you got to have. Yeah, both of them have to respect each other. But I just think, it's truly, you know, you have to make sure with your parents, hey, you place them where God has put them. God didn't place them here before you to bring about you for you to disrespect them. And that gave me an idea that I don't think I want to be there. Because if you can't respect that person, or how you going to respect me? Because blood is thicker than water. We have to keep that in mind. Another thing is open, Lisa already said, communication. Open communication. See, we have to understand several things go along with open communication, which requires you to be effective communication, meaning you listen first and talk second. See, in a open communication situation, you're able to listen. Then after you hear it, you'll be able to respond in a manner that's most successful to a healthy relationship. Now, it also entails a couple other things, too. It entails you to be able to not just listen to what somebody has to say, but try to comprehend on what they're saying. See, communication is about hearing and comprehending on what they're saying, and that way your decision process becomes a lot easier when you're dealing with it. Open communication. You ought to be able to talk about some things that make people uncomfortable, because if I'm going to go into a committed relationship with you, I should be able to talk to you about things you might feel uncomfortable. Communication covers a lot of things. But in a healthy relationship, we have to make sure we understand as partners that we can have open communication between each other. The next thing is effort. See, a healthy relationship requires 100% effort. See, I understand we're caught up with this thing about 50-50. What do they apply to? Are you talking about 50-50 on sharing the expense, sharing the housework? But you can't be 50-50 on a healthy relationship. It requires 100%, sometimes 110 of your effort, 24/7, 365 days. I'm talking about a committed, healthy relationship. Next thing is compromise. See, people don't realize the two C's or the four C's come into play in a healthy relationship. The first C was communication. The second C is compromise. We are individuals. Individuality I bring to it, the individuality you bring to it, we have to be able to compromise and not say, I'm going to do it my way or the highway. If you do it, if you say it that way, it's good that you're ready to go on the highway. It's time for you to go, because it can't be with just your way, because it's both of us. And the things I encounter in my life are my foundational principles that I bring into this relationship and my experience. Lisa?
I think if you are connected with someone, like I believe you can have a connection quickly with someone. Like if you're connecting with them, I think you're more open to be understanding and more open to compromise. The communication there, because you're connecting, and that's how you connect, talking. Like a lot, you know, you're talking, you meet someone. And remember, I always bring it up to you when you talk about, you know, waiting a while before you meet. And you know what, I don't think you need to meet someone every day. You know, when you're first meeting with them, I think you should do a lot of talking, or, you know, you FaceTime, whatever. Get to know the person, because, you know, if things are going to work out, you're going to be understanding of that person or that person's job or that person, you know, with their kids, you know, people that you shouldn't be with that person. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're truly connected, like, you know, I'll point out to people, what if you were dating a doctor, an OBGYN? Mm-hmm. You're on call all the time.
Yep.
You have to go out in the middle of the night, an accountant. Are you going to be accepting that that person has this type of job? Are you able to, you know, I think if you're reconnected with someone and understand, you know, those types of situations,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Or people travel for work. Or I don't feel you should ever restrict someone from going out with their friends. And I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
People telling people, that's not a compromise right there. You know, that's someone being controlling. That's mm-hmm. a C we don't want in our equation.
No.
We don't want that in there. But I think if you are truly connected to somebody and things fall into place, then, you know, you the other things fall into place too. And I think that's what we're missing is a connection. And I wanted to jump in and tell you, there are these pages now on Facebook, mm-hmm. and it's called, Are We Dating the Same Person? Okay, I went on there, Joe went on there. They have it for men, too. I'm never going on there again. I read stuff that just, you'll never want to date if you go on these pages. And we were kind of thinking, like, is this true? Is some of it, but some of it, people were dating the same person and their stories were all the same about mistrust and lying. And, you know, I couldn't believe, you know, I haven't been on there after I was reading through stuff and I said, Jesus, I'm not going on here again. Those kind of things are scary, you know, to me. And a lot of it was lying and mistrust and things like that. Using a false name, multiple alias accounts, you know, things like that. And some people are genuinely just trying to date.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're trying to date. And I'm thinking, get off these apps. You'll meet someone when your timing is right. That's how I feel. You know, I went on those apps to see what goes on out there, and I honestly think if you really set your intention and you put it out there, the right person will come into your life when you least expect it.
And Lisa, let me add something right there. It's pretty much saying, why
mm-hmm.
should anybody date, or why should you date?
Mm-hmm.
First of all of these things you're saying is allowing you to figure out. See, you need to date so you can figure out
right.
who a potential life partner will be. See, you may not get it in the first 25 tries, but
right.
here's, I'm being a little facetious. Some people are going too far, but I'm just giving a number. But,
yeah, no, you're right.
But the reason you want to be able to and be able to feel like you're comfortable enough or feel that you have some kind of connection is that you may have to go through multiple people to do that. I always say God has that right person, that person that you connect. And people can't put a, I don't want to say this, can't put a, and I'm going to be realistic and some people raise backlash, an age. Sometimes you can't put an age because somebody could be, you know, you could be in your mature stage in their 40s or 50s. They could be in their mature stage of 50s or 60s. But you connect. For some reason, the inner self connect. And that's what really important. People got rid of that connection out of this season. It's very important. We talk about communication. We talk about compromise. But you're going to connect with that person that you are meant to be with. But you have to go out on dates to figure out whether or not there are potential life partners out there. And it truly is, we some people, you know, we get married several times. But when you figure it out, you'll be comfortable enough to be vulnerable. See, to love somebody, in love with somebody, means you're willing to be vulnerable enough to allow your heart and your soul to be revealed. You don't give that to everybody. Everybody you meet don't get that. it's going to be that special person that God has blessed you with to see that we have a connection. And that connection allows me comfortable enough to be from my inner self. See, we're connecting our inner self. We're not connecting externally. You can walk up and hug me. That's a connection. But when you truly connect with somebody, you won't even have to touch them. Your soul and your heart will be touched by each other. So you do date to see that. But that comes to how long is a date. You know, I share some of Lisa. She always bring it up. You know, I said, you take the time. You know, I gave her a time frame. Lord knows. She said, well, but to be realistic, they had 90-day rule. They had the 60-day rule. And the only thing about those rules, what are you trying to accomplish in 60 days, in 30 days, in 90 days? If you don't set up the ability to
back up,
work with individuals for the time period, you got to set up 30 days. This is where I like to be in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, 160 days, 150 days. I have lost my connection with Lisa. Maybe she'll call me right back. She'll go back. Our internet may have went down. But to be able to understand that. So there's a rule they call the 2-2-2 rule. And it involves going on a date every 2 weeks. Spending a weekend away every 2 months. Taking a week-long vacation always every 2 years. That's the 2-2-2 rule. Some folks say the 2-month rule in dating. Just keep that in mind. Where am I on my benchmark at 2 weeks? Where am I on 2 months? What are we doing to make sure this relationship is in order? Where are we? Where are we able to be successful in our relationship? But before, and hopefully I can get Lisa back up and we'll get her back up running. I want to give a shout out to some people that's joining us. It's Jacqueline Davidson. She's joining us as well. Thank you so much, Jacqueline Davidson. We also have BJ Jefferson. Thank you for taking the time to share. I see since I lost Lisa overhead.
I'm on. I'm on.
Okay. I have her on.
You got me on?
Yes, I hear you pretty good. I was saying over a time frame as I talked about we need to make sure we take time to really, really get to know someone. You ought to be able to, within a time frame like I used earlier about dating, if you feel that you got a connection, that person should be able to come to you and say, will you like dating me? Or can I date you? Whatever the frame and the word might be, that gives you a chance to truly, I see Jim said, welcome back, Lisa. Yeah, we lost a couple of minutes.
Hi, Jim.
And it's all good. We're going to make you. He or she should.
Recording in progress.
He should come to you and say, you know, he especially, can I date you? That way you can tell I'm available for dating. I'm not. I'm not going to say it's in 2 weeks. I'm not going to say it's in 2 months. But I know it needs to be in 2 years for sure.
Right.
That's the 2-2-2 rule. So let's keep that in mind. And the time frame is truly, truly important because you have to set when you go through the process of getting to know the person and being able to find out enough information that you can make the right decision for your heart and your soul. I don't say the external, but your internal part. Lisa?
Well, I agree. I missed part of what you said, I think, when we got cut off. But, no, I agree with what you're saying.
Well, that's awesome, Lisa. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
It's like breaking.
Yeah, I can hear you. I think it was breaking up, but I can hear you. Lisa,
repeat that last thing that you said. I missed the last thing.
Okay, the last thing I was talking about when we involved with what we call the either 2-2-2 or 2 month rule. And the
last thing I said
in dating. Yes, go ahead.
Do you think, though, I mean, having these kind of conversations, does it matter how long you wait? Or do you think, you know, sometimes people say, well, do you need to have it? Do you just know? Do you, I say, yeah, you know, I don't know. I go back and forth in between the two. You know, is there a 2 month rule? Is there some people say there's a 3 month rule.
Well,
and you say, what does that conversation entail, you know?
Well, one thing, Lisa,
I think one thing I'll say this, too. If you meet someone and you're interested in them, maybe the other people you were talking to, you're not going to talk to anymore. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
By that, you know, I think when you meet someone and you're connected, you're not going to want to be serial dating or serial sleeping around. We're being open here. You're not going to want to do things like that.
No, you don't.
But, yeah, I mean, you're not. You're just going to want to be with that person. And you're right, even if you're not seeing them or if you're just talking with them or, you know, whatever it is, whatever that looks like. Because, like I was saying before about connection. But when you meet the right person, you know, and you're not going to want to be dating around and, oh, is there something better out there? Because I think that's what people think, too.
Exactly.
They always think there's something better out there, right?
Right. And that's the problem with a lot of people. You always
it's
think
a
grass
huge problem.
Yeah. And when you think the grass is green, it's not really greener. It might just have a little spray on the top to keep it looking green.
Right.
So it might dry brown at the root. And that was important. So that's why it's important that when you set a time frame, and not saying set a time frame, but look at some kind of time frame.
Have a conversation.
Have a conversation. Have an idea behind how many months or how many weeks or however, but I'm telling you, it needs to be some months. I can tell you, not 90 days, 120 days. Even like you said before, you meet them, but what it allows you to do to prioritize and plan how you can spend your time together with that person. That's what having some rule in place in regards to a time frame. You'll get a chance to determine whether I really, really want to and how much time I want to spend in this relationship. And if you plan it and prioritize it, you can strengthen that relationship. That's the key about it. Just remember the PP there, the planning and prioritizing to spend time with that person together helps you strengthen the relationship. So you have to have a time frame on it. But if it gets to the point that you're not moving forward and nothing positive is moving in the direction that you're comfortable, you have to that strength to say that word we always said, no, no more.
Right, no more, or it's done.
Well, I'm done.
What I've learned, Dr. Lowe, in the past, 10 months, people don't like the word no, and they get very triggered, and then it's almost like a challenge, I guess, to them. Does that make sense? You say, no, I'm not. And to me, I'll tell you this. You have a block button on your phone for a reason. If you keep engaging with people like that, you could bring a lot of trouble onto yourself. Because if they're not accepting no and they're getting angry and You know, you don't want that. You don't want to even make nice because that gives them like the green light. Does that make sense?
Exactly. It makes plenty of sense.
Yeah, you don't say no. I'm telling you, it gets people like, oh, it's a challenge. No, it's not a challenge. I'm just not interested in you. You know, I'm interested in somebody else. Thank you, though. And, you know, thanks, but no thanks.
And see, that's what you have to be able to say. You have to say thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks,
because
but no thanks.
Be fair to yourself. Because what's important, and you should have in mind, when we just said you prioritize, plan to spend time together, strengthen your relationship. That's why you have those months in there and those weeks and whatever time frame you're working with. But you got to keep in mind what's so important, that your time and energy is a valuable resource to you. If you're not moving forward and you don't see no end of where it could be successful, you have to value your personal health and your well-being. You have to value your time and your energy. So you have to say no, no more. I can't go anymore. And that way you can, whoever God have blessed for you next, and that could be the one. Just because that person didn't work out, it's fine. You can move on. Because when it's time anybody's influence on your understanding of relationship or healthy relationship, then you have to make decisions. Now, let's come to next, our red flags in dating. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line.
Red flag.
Yes, last 4 digits of yourself. Ask your location in the chat with Lisa and Lorenza as we talk about dating and consequences. Now we're going to talk about red flags. Type in your comments. I appreciate you, Jill, and any others that want to join along, type it in the comments on Facebook. He said, what are the red flags in dating? And I'm going to give you the first one because I think even myself, personal experience, I can say this. Sometimes you move too fast. See, we got to realize moving too fast don't allow you an opportunity to really to get to know that person. It don't allow you to understand how valuable your personal health and your well-being are to you. Today, like not being able to say no. You're not thinking about that the reality. You're thinking about emotional feelings because you're going to hurt their feelings, and they get angry because they like a wounded bird and they want to cut back at you. So you have to kind of keep. So moving too quickly or too fast could be one of the red flags. The next thing, Lisa, and I'm going to let you join in after you can state yours, gaslighting. You know, you got a lot of people that's gaslighting. At least I think when you went to that was quite a few people gaslighting. When you said that go to this website, find out who's on it, on all these different aliens and these different things, they gaslight. They gaslighting you because they're trying to play you. If you fall for it,
yep.
If you got to stand for something, I'll fall for everything. And that's what they're hoping you will do. All right, Lisa, a red flag you see in dating.
You want me to talk more about gaslighting or? isolating the person, I think that's a red flag when you're isolating. I think when you tell someone you love them, like the first time you meet them or you want to get married or you want to move in, those are red flags. Controlling, looking through somebody's phone, guys. If you're looking through somebody's phone, that's, or they're looking through your phone, not good. Not good at all. That's to me, not, if you're wondering like, what are they doing? Where are they, you know, looking through things? That is not good.
Exactly.
Someone who disappears on you, you hear from them and then you don't for like a week, that's another red flag. Get rid of that person. That to me is just, or just say, hey, I'm out. It's very weird when someone texts you or they're talking to you and then a month later you hear from them. I find that to be very strange when people tell me things like that. Am I right?
You're right. They're not showing
That's huge. They're not showing any interest. And, you know, that I don't think is good. Back to the gaslighting for a minute.
Yes.
Somebody who throws things back onto you when they've caused it, you know, they caused something. And then they throw it, reverse it back onto you and make you think you did something wrong. And then you're apologizing and trying to figure out, no, get rid of that person immediately. You shouldn't even have friends like that. You know, somebody who's constantly changing their mind. Oh, well, no, I'm not going to, you know, back and forth. I think that's a red flag too.
Exactly.
Oh, let's go out. Oh, no, I can't. You know, I can see, why don't you just say, I'm tired, I don't want to go out tonight, or I'm just not in the mood to see, you know, whatever it is. Like, I'm a different kind of person, I guess, because I'd rather me be honest and the other person be honest. I would rather just know.
Exactly.
Playing games, manipulating, oh, I'm in the middle of moving, getting a new job when they're really not, like things like that. And some people, they're retired, you know, Dr. Lowe, some people are retired. You know, we know athletes retire. Doctors are retiring earlier now. You know, people in the medical field. I know in my field, if you're working for a government agency, people retire early. Some of them just pick up another kind of job. That's not someone who's not working. That's somebody who, you know, they're done working and they still have, you know, the financial means. But some of these guys lie, like, about what they're doing, what their job is, what, you know, they got fired from a job, you know, and they make up some story, some crazy story. That's a red flag.
Exactly.
Somebody who's making things up. You know, oh, they did this to me at my job. No, you have a job, you have a boss, and you follow the directives. You know, you obviously got fired or, you know, it's things like that I think are red flags. I'm trying to think what else. And someone who's, we talked about this before. If you are living with your parents, and not because you're caretaking, I mean, because I know if my parents were sick, they'd be with me in a second. Like, that's not even a question. But if you're living off your parents and you can't maintain employment, I mean, we know of somebody who's, like, lives from family member to family member and then lying about working and owning this. You know, those are flags, guys.
Exactly.
And I'm not talking about people like with mental health issues, like I said, or people. Some people really can't work, or like they retired, they made it big, you know. But, you know, just be aware.
Exactly.
Someone who doesn't check in on you either, I don't think, you know. Or when you call to tell them something good happened, they're not happy about it or happy for you. Maybe they put you down. These are all flags. Putting somebody down, body shaming, and, you know, just things like that, those are also red flags.
And Lisa, let me say, I want to give a shout out.
No excuse.
Jim wanted gaslighting. He said, please define gaslighting. And I think you hit it on the head. And I just want to add one more thing that's gaslighting. Somebody lying to you and thinking you supposed to not believe them. And you would say, you don't believe the lie. You don't supposed to believe the lie, but they think you believe it. That's the same thing, gaslighting you. That'll help. And Ms. Leslie said that people will show you who they pretty quickly who they are pretty quickly. They will. If you really listen, listen to them now. Always listen to them. That's their effective communication.
Or
and their
actions.
Body and their body
actions
language.
Actions, too.
That's that. And so you see how people can play and send you red flags. And as we get ready to wrap this up, Lisa, you know, there are some pros and cons of dating. And I want to share a couple of the pros and cons of dating, and you can join if you have some in regards to that. One of the pros of dating, there's always somewhere there for you. There's always someone there for you when you're dating. Okay? The con would be going out with your single friends is not as fun as you remember when you started dating.
Yeah.
Because now you're not out looking. You already have an idea of the individual. Another pro is you're learning so much about yourself when you're dating, because just remember we mentioned earlier about you being able to date and find out something about yourself and about that person to determine whether or not you want this person to be your long-term companion. That's a pro. And a con, you need to plan to see them or else it just won't happen. That's what you said, Lisa. They call you consistently for a week.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden they disappear for a month. And now you're trying to plan and prioritize an opportunity to spend some time with them, and they disappear. They ghost you. That's
they
not
ghost
a relationship. That will destroy a relationship. So just keep that in mind. All right, Lisa, any pros and cons you
want to
share?
You want me to personal experience? No.
Yeah.
This real
talk here. This what they say. Tell the truth. Save it down. Go ahead.
I can tell you, I get a lot of interesting text messages through Facebook, or I'm like shocked. Sometimes, like, I don't even know how to reply sometimes. Sometimes I don't reply. Sometimes I'm like, what the hell are you, you know? I don't really pay attention to it. And I'm not interested in dating anyone on Facebook or whatever this is, you know. Anyways, it's not, to me, those are cons. Because if you're talking like that and asking for pictures, you should only be, if you want to send selfies or pictures or whatever, that should be between you and someone that you are dating, that you are one-on-one. But some of the stuff, not just me, it's a turnoff. It is a complete turnoff. I wouldn't look twice at you for doing that. I was in a miserable situation for a while. And so because of that, and I was gaslit, Jim, if you want me to tell you what gaslighting is, I'll be more than happy to. But that's in the past. It's over. I know now, you know, it's never happening again. And anyways, but, you know, doing things like that is a complete turnoff. If you want to talk to somebody, talk normal to them. Have a normal conversation. If you're dating them, it's okay to talk, like, you know what I mean, Dr. Lowe? It's
yes.
Okay to be talk more about intimate type things or say things, but you're a complete stranger coming on here, you know, making comments or saying things. We don't even know who you are. We don't even know if it's really that person. And they're not even your friend on social media. And people make fake accounts. You know, I think that's a problem. Like I said, I think you can, you'll meet someone unexpectedly. How about that?
Yes.
You can meet someone when you're not looking, and I'll just say, trust me on that one. that you'll meet someone unexpectedly, and you'll know, like, once you meet that person and it's the right person, you're not going to talk to other people. You're not going to want to talk to other people. But yeah, red flag. Those are red flags, and there are pros. You know what? There are pros to dating people that are gaslighting and stuff, because you learn from that, and you learn that's not what you want in your life, and you learn, like, I will not allow myself to be treated like that again. And the next, you know, and don't ever. I know when I went through my breakup, I didn't say, "Oh, I'm never dating again," and all men are jerks. Like, don't think that. Because they're not, and not all women are either. You know, there are good people out there. Just learn. Like, I learned a lot about myself, about staying in something too long that just was not working, you know, and at some point, I've had people tell me I should write about, you know, my experience, because, you know, a lot of times people do listen, I guess, to me, but don't ever stay in something. Don't let somebody put you down and make you feel bad. And learn from that. Learn that you should be with someone who lifts you up. And they don't even have to tell you you're beautiful or anything. You just can tell by the way they're looking at you or the way they treat you. You know, just know that that's out there. Am I right? That those are things. And know whatever happened to you in your past, you got to leave it. You can't bring it into your current relationship.
Exactly.
Because if you do, then that's not the right person for you either. Hear what I just said. If you are hesitant, you're mistrust, then that's not the person to be with. If you meet someone after coming out of something that's not great, and you don't have those kind of feelings, then that's the kind of person you should be with. Does that make sense? If that makes sense to everybody.
That makes sense, Lisa. I tell you, that's awesome right there. And the bottom line is that dating has consequences. We all have different things we encounter, but don't allow dating to put you in a position to doubt your own ability. Lisa said something just then about that. Just because that relationship didn't work out, I'm not going to doubt myself on what God may have for me in the future. So you don't allow the consequences of that, whether it's negative consequences, allow you to doubt yourself as well as your feelings, as well as your decision-making ability. People don't realize.
Right.
People doubt their decision-making ability. Am I picking the right person? I've been picking so many bad people. But there's one thing about When you ask God to guide you and you live in the plan he has for you, he will put the right person, no matter how many have been in the wrong, be the right person. And you will know it. Don't nobody have it.
You'll know.
You will know, because he will place it in your inner self, not in your outer self. I tell you, it's been awesome, Lisa. You know, we're going to wrap this up tonight. I tell you, God has been good one more time. He has blessed us to truly, truly share the love that we have for you. We truly have love for you because it comes from our heart. And as I get ready to close, I'm going to ask Lisa to offer her closing remark, and then I will come and wrap it up.
Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. Don't think everybody's bad. Don't not give someone a chance. You know, don't go in with things of being mistrust. If you're already there, then you shouldn't even be going out. You shouldn't even be dating, really, in my opinion. But always keep the faith, and don't, most importantly, don't bring stuff from your past into your present, because you could be destroying something that could be really great. And again, just be honest, be open, be trustworthy. And you know what? Tell people how you feel. Because if anything I've learned is you never know from one second to the next what could happen. And if you do have feelings for somebody, let them know. And then maybe if they have them back, it's great. If they don't, at least you let the person know, you know, but know that not everybody out there is bad, and stay off the dating apps and stop being inappropriate on Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
You know,
exactly.
Stop and don't entertain people like that either, because it just, I don't know. It's just, I don't think it's healthy. And if I could delete the Messenger off my Facebook, I would. Just because I think it's also being sneaky in a way. Just text the person. Text my phone. I won't look at Messenger for days. But just text or call the person if you're really serious about being with them, and talk to them and get to know people. Find out about their family. Find out what they like, what they don't like, you know. Find out their way of communication, you know, five love languages. Find out, just, you know, be open to it. And if you see a red flag, run as fast as you can the other way, Dr. Lowe.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I can tell you right now, Lisa has summed it up real well. It's dating has consequences. Think about the ones that you have encountered. Where have they played? What position they put you in today? And how you be feeling about the future in regards to that? You have to. Old saying, date to marriage. So that means you want to put some work in if that's your ultimate goal, but then you got to marry to date. It comes into play. Once you're in that marriage, you still are dating, doing the right thing. So those are what it's all about. Like I say always, we'll close out with telling you that we truly love you, and it's from our heart. You said it from the beginning, and we're going to continue to say it, continue to say it. We look forward to truly, truly. Next week we got the Thanksgiving holidays coming up. Thanksgiving, some people having a whole week out, but whatever time frame, but truly, truly make it a time of Thanksgiving. Be with your family. Love on your family.
Be grateful.
Be grateful for all the things God has done for you and your family. He has provided and protected. So truly, truly, as we close out, we hashtag be responsible. Be responsible. That's what it's all about, because the holidays are coming up and there's some cases rising back up from COVID. Constantly, you got to be very careful. I think everything we just told is we're not quite in the endemic yet. We're still there where cases are rising. So take care. And the holiday is a time that a lot of people be coming in and out. And even though we have the third booster, we have flu shot, we have all the other shots that they're going to keep you healthy. But if you practice responsibility, that's another way to be healthy. Smile. Smile. When I posted Lisa on TikTok about our show tonight, and I said, smile. That's what I had on there. Smile. What a smile will do for you and do for someone else. It's been awesome. We'll check you out coming up next week. We're going to give away our trip, our major trip to Las Vegas. So I need to get your name and your form of transaction, which is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo.
Do I get to go?
I need to get it. Yes. Everybody's a part of this. Everybody, okay. I won't call. This is the way I'm giving back. And we're going to raffle off and make sure we give it. That's for Thanksgiving. Then we're going to come back Christmas and give away the trip to Cancun. That's going to be a 5-day, 6-night trip. Well, we're taking care of the hotel cost. You take care of all other things you need to get there, like your financial card. And you make sure you get that to LorenzaBSmith15@gmail.com. Get all those names. If you just send me your name, I'll take that. If you send me your cash out. But I would like to have those various financial means or transactions so I can send you a love offering coming from WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. Lisa has been awesome, and all the individuals, thank you all for taking time, for being a part of this. We had everybody spread it out. And give a shout-out. I see joining us Victoria's Attitude. Thank you so much, Victoria. I'm going to give you a wave. Thank you for taking time. But you can go back and check out this episode, which will be ready in probably an hour. You can go see exactly what we were sharing about dating has consequences. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's four, F-O-U-R, that's L-O-V-E, so that's love for understanding. We got this. Hey, it's a mindset.
We got this. Hashtag we got this.
Hashtag make it do what it do. And truly, truly, I want you all to understand this is from my heart. It's from Lisa. We're going to let y'all know we appreciate you taking time. But, you know, I got to say how I miss you. And I want to be infatuated when I say it. I want to be emphatic to hear to hear me. It's all about in my heart. I love you, and I ain't a thing to do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night. We'll see you.